everyone. This is Gordon, W2GGG, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. This net meets weekly on a frequency 146.835, the PL of 151.4, but right now the PL is turned off, so you're welcome to use carrier access. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okey-doke, that's a good answer. As I said, this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net, conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 at 9 p.m. Eastern. The repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, and covers most of northern New Jersey, southern, southwestern Connecticut, the lower Hudson Valley, and of course, New York City, Long Island on the western end. So, if there are any stations that would like to participate tonight, you're going to have a treat. The treat is that this is really about having a conversation and not a normal net. This net is really, as I said, a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, about computers, about telecommunications, the natural arts and sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby, and the service that we provide to others. It's about the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, and then the ever-entertaining things we never want to do again. It's not maybe the same way. Those are often more teachable moments, aren't they? We do check in kind of in a peculiar way. We call in one call sign at a time with our call sign, our name, and then we whether we have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted items, or none of the above, or actually some combination of those things are none of the above. And the reason for the none of the above is that if you check in and don't have anything directly to contribute, we at least can tailor the net to meet your needs and perhaps entertain you more, or maybe focus on things that would be more of interest to you. If you don't check in and just listen and sandbag, then we really can't cater to your needs, and the net might not meet your expectations. We would regard that as a failure, so don't be part of contributing to the failure. Alrighty. So with no further ado, let's take check-ins one station at a time. So call signs beginning with the letter whiskey, please call K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
K-Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob here, and short comment.
Good evening, Bob. W-H-I-S-C, got you with your short comment. Who else with a whiskey? Alright, how about any kilos? Okie dokie, how about the ever popular Novembers? Alrighty, and last but not least, the Alphas. Okay, well, Bob, it's your ball. Go right ahead. Welcome aboard W2ISC K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2ISC. Short comment is basically had optimum upgrade the internet speed on the cable modem. Went from about 50 to 200 megabits a second or something like that. It does appear to be faster, and you may notice a difference on my tunnels. Over.
Well, very good, Bob. Very good. Bob, are you hosting a tunnel, or are you client only?
Just clients. I'm not sure if I could host a tunnel, because I don't think... Optimum ISP seems to have almost every port disabled, other than just the real common ones. Over.
Do you have their modem and their router?
Got their modem, but my router.
And they block you, huh? That's interesting. You because I don't think they block me. So they don't block you on the outbound side, but they block you on the inbound side for ports?
When I tried using a port testing website and try to see if an external website can see my port, and it always replies that it cannot. Now, I don't know if that's something that I can and should modify, or if it's something that Optimum is doing to me.
Okay, the way you can address that question is to go into the administration of your router and port forward. In other words, if someone connects to your IP address on a particular port, you then forward to a particular local 192 address that is the device that is your gateway.
Okay, so I need to port forward that to the particular thing that I'm going to use as my gateway.
Correct. And you don't care what your address is on the IP, you care what port that is associated with it, then forward to the internal IP address. That's important to get that right. The other thing you can do is you can get a no IP address, which will automatically track that, and if your router is smart, it might even have ability to provision a no IP account in your router, and it will essentially phone home the IP address to the no IP or whatever else. There's a couple of providers of, you know, Dynamic DNS, there's a few others out there, but basically you can forward... It basically tells the DNS provider, in this case, no IP, you know, what your address is, and keeps it up to date like every 5 minutes or something, in case it should change. Anytime there's a new connection, it'll automatically do it as well. And that way, if someone goes to, let's say, WA2ISP, host 1 or gateway 1, we'll use that, or mesh gateway 1 or something like that, it will automatically seek out a particular port and forward to your IP address and the port in question, and away you go.
Okay, so I need, I guess one detail is like my internal ISP. The internal IP address, I still need to have a port associated with it, but I can pick some random number for that.
Yeah, not so much the port, but the IP address at port, yeah, on the internal side. To match the external IP address and the port that you forwarded through your router to the internal address at port.
Okay, I don't remember if you... Are you a tunnel client, or are you hosting tunnels? Over?
Currently, I'm not hosting, but I think that's going to change. I've been somewhat lax in getting that done, but that's something I do want to do.
Okay, K2BAR, WA2IC, I'll take a look at that.
Okay, but in the meantime, before you do that, don't go crazy, because... Even without dynamic DNS or no IP or whatever, you can test that theory by just at least getting the port forwarding working. So if someone comes into whatever your currently assigned IP address is on Optimum on port, let's say 5000. You then can forward it to 192.168.1. You know, 17, let's say, which equates to the gateway, you know, node of your mesh network. And then, what do you call it? You can and an appropriate port, which would probably be the same port, you know, straight through, at least for the first one. Later on, you'd have to select different ports to move around. Like, for instance, when I call into Randy's house, I use a different port number than the default for that server. Because he's got two tunnel servers going to distribute the load. He's got the one on the standard address, and he's got one on another address. So I have to hit his home IP with a different port in order to go to the second tunnel server. Which means, by the way, you can't have